And this is The Science Show on ABC Radio National, Radio Australia, and on your computer. Now, this ARC approach is also being tried for trees in Tasmania, as David Riley reports.
As jungles go, Dr. Tim Brodribb has just about seen them all.
I've spent a lot of time chewing betel nut with locals and drinking kava and trying to convince people to take me up for long walks in bare feet to the tops of mountains that they don't usually go up. I don't do any of the tree climbing, but I've seen some pretty impressive acts of tree climbing the last few years.
The University of Tasmania botanist has collected dozens of endangered conifers from Africa, Asia, South America and the Pacific. Some are so rare, he says, they make the now famous Wallamai pine, well, a bit boring.
In a lot of cases I've found some plants where there are only a few individuals left, and actually found one that was seeding for the first time on record. So I've collected seeds from a plant that grows right on the top of a mountain on Viti Levu in Fiji, which is probably one of the most endangered because there's only a few plants left. It's on the top of a hill, and it's on the top of a hill because it's cool. If it gets any warmer, there's nowhere left to go. So, yeah, it makes the Wallamai look like quite a common plant, really.
Half of the collection is in pots at Hobart's Botanical Gardens, and the rest are in a glasshouse at the University of Tasmania. But Dr. Brodribb's worried that they're starting to become pot-bound, and he's been racing to find them a home, somewhere they'll be safe for at least the next few thousand years. The Tasmanian government's agreed to provide a small area of land in one of the rainiest parts of the world to set up an arboretum. The place is Williamsford, an abandoned mining town at the foot of Mount Reid in western Tasmania. The weatherboard miners' shacks are long gone, and the surrounding rainforest is reclaiming the old streetscape.
It's a deep time land restoration project in some ways. I've been collecting these conifers from around the southern hemisphere for the last 15 years, and I want to sort of bring them back home. That the fossil record says that they were all here 40 million years ago, and they've just gradually evacuated as it got colder and drier. So yeah, it's a good time for them to come back and be reunited.
And so it could have been right around here that these plants actually evolved.
Where conifers first evolved is a mystery. I mean, that was a very, very long time ago. But this group, this family that now dominates the southern hemisphere, called the Podocarpaceae, probably evolved somewhere around here. I mean, a southern hemisphere origin is almost certain. And the highest diversity really is here and in, you know, perhaps in Antarctica. So this is as good a place as any for them to have evolved.
Before the emergence of flowering plants, conifers dominated the forests of what's now southern Australia. Many species were driven to extinction by climate change over millennia, while others retreated north to the tropics, where today their biggest threat is from human encroachment.
You know, Vietnam doesn't protect rare species. Even New Caledonia has a fairly poor record for protecting threatened plants. New Guinea has no conventions on protecting species, so they're growing in the third world, really, which is the major inconveniences for them and why they're so threatened, I guess. They're sort of running out of time and space. I mean, in New Caledonia there's nowhere to go, and in Fiji there's nowhere for them to go. So I'm interested in getting these plants up and being able to do experiments on them, but also get seed from them and make sure that these plants are protected.
The collection's already played an important role in research at Harvard University, looking at the evolution of plants. Back at the University of Tasmania's Life Sciences Laboratory in Hobart, Dr. Brodribb and his colleague, Dr. Greg Jordan, are conducting their own research. Today they are splitting rocks in search of fossilised conifers.
I reckon that's going to go. Look at that. We've got a whole diversity of some of the angiosperms, which are the flowering plants that are living at the same time, and one weedy little conifer. And that's maybe a bit of the story that the angiosperms
sort just of starting to take over.
Just took over, yeah.
A large group of them survived for a very long time, particularly in places like Tasmania. In fact, our fossil record from Tasmania of the conifers is unparalleled in the world, truly. We have one site which has evidence showing for diversity of conifers which is greater than the diversity of any other site, both living or fossil, anywhere in the world. What's happened is that this has been the last refuge, the old folks' home for conifers, if you like. It's where they've survived. And 30 or 40 million years ago, as far as we know, the place was Tasmania, Western Tasmania. We even had sequoias, redwoods, which are now only in California.
Dr. Jordan believes the collection will live on as a vital resource for scientists long into the future.
This is the best collection of these plants in the world, the southern conifers. One of the main things about this research is that it tells us about how organisms respond to environmental change, in particular climate change. These conifers have been driven to the brink by past climate change. So if we can understand that process, that gives us a tool for understanding how plants in general can respond to climate change.
Dr. Greg Jordan with David Riley at the University of Tasmania in Hobart.